apples?
Oh,
well, you can make the good apple flip-flops, you know, like rights and lefts, you used to call them. You know what I'm talking about? The little apple pies that shaped like a half of a... Well, in fact, you cut them out. You do put the apples in with a sauce, a round sauce. And then you put your stewed apples in here that have been spiced and are good, and put the other half over it, you see. And you fry them crisp, some bake them. I've had to bake them sometimes, I had sick folks. But you fry them, you usually fry them. And those rights and lefts, the apple pies, the apple fritters, whatever you want to call them. But they're real good. Turnovers, yes. They're real good. The baked apples and those apples made, and of course make apple pies. And sometimes you just serve the dish of stewed apples as they are. And then you fry, slice apples and fry them. Don't you know you've had those?
What do you call that?
I call it fried apples, I guess. But you do that, and they're good. And too, in fact, I like apples anyway. You cook them. Very fond of apples.
Do you ever have them in any other kind of dish, maybe with cinnamon?
You can make it. And of course make apple pie, and then there is such a thing, yes, like a deep chicken pie, a deep apple pie, making a deep pan.
With your
apples
cut.
You throw it in the pan, apple, deep apple pie. And you make a little thin apple pies, you know, like I have here for dessert, those thin cut apple pie. But we can make a thick apple pie in a deep pan like that, and with a crust over the top of it.
And you call that
like you make a chicken pie.
But you call that an apple pie too, though.
Yeah,
really
a deep apple pie. You say a deep apple pie. And you can have a deep peach pie like that. Make a deep pie. If they season it good and rich and all, they're real good.
Yeah.
Season up and use butter and a good crisp crust, you know. Make up a rich crust and put over the top of it. Now, chicken pie. My husband likes dumplings in but he likes some dumplings in his chicken pie. And you cook that out of your bread dough, which you're going to put on the top. But you put some of that inside of it and it cooks, you know, and gets done. But that's when you have the pie dumplings. When you dump pie apple pie, but then chicken pie. Put some dumplings in.
Well, what kind of things would you use to, maybe you might think, use something to sweeten things?
Sweeten things? Well, you could use honey. Honey or sugar. Now, when my mother was old and wanted something sweet, the doctor told me, use honey. It's the least objectionable of any sweet you can get.
Is it?
It's pure. Least objectionable to any sweet you could give them. Give them honey. I remember that. Try.
Do you ever make something to, what do you call it, when you pour it over, maybe?
Oh, icing for your cake. When you pour the hot syrup over your egg, beat it up.
Yeah.
And that's how you make the icing.
What kind of syrup would you have
different? Well, we use sugar. I make the sugar. You put the sugar and water in it and boil it till it spins a thread. And when it spins a thread, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
sure.
Dip up a spoonful of your syrup and leave it, and the last of it will make a thread. When it spins a thread, it's done. And you have your eggs beaten, your white of your eggs beaten, and you cool that on there, and that makes your icing.
So
and
what does it do? What does it do to make a thread?
It cooks. You let it cook till it spins that thread.